excerpt on the perception of reality. Quote number 33 from Rabash, volume 3. The contradiction of the elders is construction. The construction of the youth is contradiction. The elders are those accustomed in the work of the Creator. The youths are those who are in the beginning of their work. Contradiction is called a descent or a fall, where before they had some ascent in the work, and this is considered as construction, building, meaning that they appreciated the ascents. However, the contradiction is at the time that they felt some fall, which comes from the concealment of the Creator, which means that the Creator hides himself from them, and this is called contradiction or destruction. The contradiction of the elders is that they say that the Creator sent them this contradiction. It follows that they are already in construction, since they believe that the Creator is taking care of them, and from that they get livelihood. And faith is evident mostly at the time of the descent, meaning at the time that it doesn't shine to a person, and then he's facing a dilemma. Either one might say, I don't need any reward, rather I want to bring contentment up above, and I don't care what I feel. Or, God forbid, read.
Item 32, Bala Sulam, about fear that sometimes comes upon a person. When fear comes upon a person, one should know that there is none else besides him, and even witchcraft. And if one sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but God has given him an opportunity from above. And he must contemplate and study the end to which one has been sent, this fear. It appears that it is so that he will prevail and say there is none else besides him. But if after all that fear has not departed from him, one should take it as an example and say that one's servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear, meaning that the fear of God, which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he now has, that is, that the body is impressed by this superficial fear, and exactly in the same way that the body is impressed, the fear of God should be.
Come to Pharaoh.
Item 75, Bala Sulam, letter 14. Come to Pharaoh. It is the Holy Divinity in disclosure. From the words, and let the hair of the woman's head go loose, as it is written in the Zohar. The thing is that, to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from worshipping the Creator, to that extent,
the confusions.
And the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there was no other force involved here, that I and
Sir.
For there is no other force but him. This was indeed the light of redemption, as explained in the Passover Haggadah. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, Come to Pharaoh, meaning, until the truth for the entire approaching, meaning, unite the truth for the entire approaching, the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the Holy Divinity. This is why he said, For I have hardened his heart, etc., that I may place these signs of mine within him. In spirituality, there are no letters, as I have already elaborated on before. All the multiplications in spirituality relies on the letters that are sucked from the materiality of this world, as in, and creator of darkness. There are no additions or novelties here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava, that is suited to disclose that the light is good, it follows that the Creator Himself hardened His heart. Why? Because I have a need for the letters. This is the meaning of that I may place these signs of mine within Him, and that you may tell, that you may know that I am the Lord. Explanation. Once the letters were accepted, meaning when you understand that I gave and troubled you for you, as in, do not move from behind me, for you will thoroughly keep the Ahawaim, posterior side, for me, for my name. Then she will make her abundance and fill the letters. The qualities will become Sfirot, since before the filling they are called qualities, and upon their fulfillment for the best they are called Sfirot, Safir, illuminating the world from one end to the other. This is the meaning of that you may tell. I need all that for the explanation, meaning, and you shall know that I am the Lord and not a messenger. This is the meaning of the 50th gate, which cannot appear unless the 49th phase of pure and impure appear, one opposite the other, in which the righteous falls, also 49.